You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
3,000 people have signed a petition calling for the government to stop handing out oil and gas permits for onshore drilling in Taranaki. The government is still handing out block offers on the 1,565 square kilometre onshore Taranaki land which allows drilling. I spoke to Urs Signer, member of the Climate Justice Taranaki, on the support for the ban, the impact of drilling on communities in Taranaki, and why a ban is so important in the context of the current climate crisis. The petition called for the banning of oil and gas drilling in Taranaki. Why is banning this so important?
Well, we all know we're in the middle of a climate crisis. Every night we see on the news the effects of climate change, the floods, droughts, the heat waves, the melting ice. It's all becoming apparent to the last climate denialist that this is real. This is our new reality. And that we are responsible. Well, in fact, the corporations who got us into this mess are responsible. And by and large, that's the fossil fuel corporations. Those corporations who got us hooked to fossil fuels, to oil and gas, to coal. And quite frankly, we need to stop the drilling and we need to stop these companies from operating in Aotearoa but also overseas. And the way forward is to keep fossil fuels on the ground. So it would be anything but hypocritical to keep drilling in the middle of a climate crisis. The government's stopped some of the drilling. Some of the exploration work can no longer happen in Aotearoa. That means new offshore drilling is no longer possible in the as well as the drilling for oil and gas outside Taranaki. However, in Taranaki, we currently have a so-called block offer process in place, which is basically when the government opens up vast areas of land to corporations such as OMV or Tauri Energy or Greymouth Petroleum. Companies who've been drilling in Taranaki, who are drilling in Taranaki at the moment, they can bid for more land, for more permits in Taranaki to keep doing their dirty work. And quite frankly, we've had enough. The world needs us to stop drilling for fossil fuels. So that's why we put together this community bid, this petition, to end all fossil fuel drilling here in Taranaki.
How have communities in Taranaki been impacted by the decision to continue some oil and gas drilling?
Well, you know, the drilling's been going on here for a long time. The first wells, as far as we know, were drilled back in the 1860s. So at the time of the land wars, at the times of the confiscation of all Taranaki lands, the drilling actually started. So this industry is to some degree embedded within the community. A lot of our relations, our whānau, our friends, have work in the industry or have worked in the industry and trying to get out. So it would be a lie to say that this industry isn't here. It's been here for a long time. But the effects, both in terms of the impact on the local environment, through the truck movements, through the danger of a well blowout, and all of those local impacts are real, as well as the global impacts from climate change. So, you know, Taranaki has experienced its fair share of storms. We've been lucky this summer not to be hammered like the Hawke's Bay by Arcity. But, you know, we are on the front line of climate change, both industrial dairy, which we've got plenty of here in Taranaki, and fossil fuel drilling. Those two industries are largely responsible for our greenhouse gas emissions in terms of CO2 and methane. So if we need to do better, we need to do better for future generations. We need to do better for people in Te Moana Nui Akiwa, people in the Pacific. We need to do better for youth, for young people who are terrified what the future holds for them. So we have a responsibility and we don't want our legacy in Taranaki to be that of dirty fossil fuels. So lots of people are working together on what's called a just transition. That means working together with trade unions, with councils, with iwi, with hapū, trying to find solutions moving forward, getting away from fossil fuels. It's not easy, but yeah, I think it's clear that we need systematic change and no longer just small reforms. We need systematic change both in terms of the economy and the way we organise our lives to ensure that future generations have a planet to live on.
So who's calling for oil and gas drilling to be banned beyond Climate Justice Taranaki?
Oh, we've been working with our friends and comrades and community groups. For example, we've got the school strikers who've been very vocal in recent years. It's been awesome to see the climate strike movement in Aotearoa mobilising thousands, tens of thousands of people. We're working together with Hapu and Iwi, who have long been critical of some of these developments. There is other community groups in Taranaki who are vocal, groups like Taranaki Energy Watch. So there's many of us who've been trying for years, and we've been around for 10, 15 years, our group, but other groups have been going for much longer than that. Groups who are fighting the Muldoon, Think Big projects back in the 70s. So there's plenty of people who went before us, and I'm sure there'll be plenty more people who pick up the struggle after us or with us.
What has the opposition been that you faced in getting this over the line?
Yeah, look, I guess the main concern is that the government hasn't really done enough. We know Jacinda Ardern talked about the nuclear free moment, that climate change is the free moment. It's the moment that our generation needs to rise up. And they haven't delivered. You know, we've waited for 6 years that Labor's been in government, and they've done not much at all when it comes to the climate. They have done very little when it comes to social justice. So it's a disappointment that Labor will go out and do this block offer and allow the companies, create another opportunity for dirty drilling companies to operate here in Taranaki. So we're hugely disappointed that this government hasn't delivered on its promise, which means us in the community will just keep fighting. We'll keep our resistance going against fossil fuel extraction here in Taranaki and further afield.
And is the petition still open?
The petition is now closed because we actually submitted the petition as part of our own bid for the block offer 2020. So we said we will actually bid on this petroleum drilling block offer, but we are bidding not to drill. We're bidding not to drill. So we've submitted all the signatures in our bid to New Zealand Petroleum and Minerals, and hopefully they'll consider our bid and hopefully they'll agree with us that drilling in the 21st century, drilling for fossil fuels in the 21st century is the last thing we should be doing.
That was Urs Signer from the Climate Justice Taranaki on oil and gas drilling in Taranaki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.